I'm Miles O'Brien in for Celeste Headlee.
And I'm John Huckenberry down here in Washington, D.C., here with Takeaway Washington correspondent Todd Zwillick. And this town, Todd, myself, Miles, we're all watching that same political drama in Massachusetts, aren't we?
Yeah, Tip O'Neill said all politics is local. Maybe not in this case. Listen to this.
We will continue the tremendous work of Ted Kennedy. I know I'm not Ted Kennedy. Nobody is. But we are certainly not sending Scott Brown down in that seat.
Right. That's Democrat Martha Coakley, Massachusetts voters, head of the polls today to vote for the senator who will fill Ted Kennedy's seat. And their vote for either Democratic candidate Martha Coakley or Republican Scott Brown could make or break the passage of Kennedy's dream, health care legislation. David Bernstein is a political reporter and columnist at the Boston Phoenix. His column is called Talking Politics. And also, as previously mentioned by John, Takeaway Washington correspondent Todd Zwillick. David, let's begin with you. This is an awfully close race. How did this get so close, and what's the thinking today with the prospect of heavy turnout?
Well, it does look like it's going to be quite heavy turnout. The initial things I'm hearing are that people are showing up even though the weather is not expected to be too great today across the state. But it got this way because this is not as heavily Democratic a state as a lot of people assume, and the backlash against both the national Democrats and the statewide Democrats has left a lot of people in sort of a grumpy mood, if you will. And I think this has been less about specific issues than just trying to send the message about government responsiveness, and the Democrats really just didn't see it coming. They took this general election for granted and let this all sneak up on them. And as a result, the Republican, Scott Brown, has been able to define the race to his advantage.
Is that the story of this election, that Democrats took it for granted, or is this truly a litmus test that Massachusetts voters are sort of relishing, giving the entire country?
Well, I think it's a combination of the two. I think that that there's no question that Democratic voters here in the state are sending a message. And again, it has a lot to do with what's happening here in the state, which is also, you know, any problems here in the state are blamed on the Democrats who are in control of government. And at the national level, the same is true. So that's there. And the Democrats, in turn, have taken for granted their ability to win races like this and have not realized that they need to frame this election and other elections this year in those terms. They need to combat that problem in a straightforward, aggressive manner, rather than trying to respond after the Republican defines the race to that advantage.
All right. Let's bring Todd into this now. Todd Zwillick in Washington, sitting beside John there. If the Democrats lose this seat today, that makes them not filibuster proof anymore, and that in essence ends health care legislation in the Senate. What's the plan B for Democrats? Is there a plan B?
Good morning, Miles. It doesn't necessarily end health care legislation in the Senate. There could be some legislative sleight of hand, and of course, as we've talked about earlier this week, it's also going to depend on if Scott Brown wins, when he's actually sworn in. They have 60 until he's sworn in, so you can digest that and digest some potential delay tactics.
But imagine the hue and cry if they tried to sneak the vote in this kind of, you know, almost like a recess appointment kind of thing.
But imagine the Democratic tragedy if health care fails. The downside of losing Barack Obama's number one agenda item is way worse than the hue and cry on Fox News.
Know. Railroading health care reform by delaying the swearing in, that could end up killing Obama in 2012.
I'm not saying it would be good, John, but having his number one agenda item fail is way worse way quicker,
What about the midterm elections, much less 2012? This is going to have a lot of impact there as well.
It's true. 2010 is a big deal, but in the Senate, you know, this idea of 60, it's important. And if Martha Coakley loses this race, it will be a major political defeat for Barack Obama. There's no question about it. But this idea that going from 60 to 59 debilitates Obama's agenda in the Senate is really not true. And just very quickly, look at global warming. Look at immigration. Look at a Wall Street crackdown, regulatory reform. These are all the big things the Democrats say they want to do this year. The big hard stuff, not the little stuff. You know, immigration, the big stuff. Miles, there's not 60 votes for any of these things now. Democrats are not voting in unison. The last time they tried immigration, it failed it failed to get 60. It failed by 14 votes, and the dynamics haven't changed all that much. There are moderate to conservative Democrats across the Midwest, Democrats who are not voting for a global warming bill as it is now. So going from 60 to 59, while it is a major political defeat, it's not like it debilitates Obama's agenda. His agenda in the Senate was never that strong to begin with.
David, let's talk about Massachusetts voters. I think those of us on the outside are looking at this thinking they're thinking about healthcare and the Obama first year. Is that really what's on their mind today?
Well, I think that is a big piece of it. But I think that John is right in a lot of ways about the difficulties that the national Democrats face. And it's on healthcare and it's on other issues. But it's playing out here in Massachusetts where the folks who are on the right, center to right, it's very easy for them to be against whatever the Democrats are doing. But on the left, the base on the left is not in lockstep happy with what's happening in Washington. Many of
Are you talking about because of all the compromises in healthcare legislation?
Well, it's on both sides. You've got a lot of progressives who are exactly right. They're unhappy with the compromises that have been made on healthcare in specific, but also on some other things, slow movement on some gay rights issues, on Guantanamo Bay and so forth. But then you've also got more centrist Democrats here in the Bay State who think that Washington is too liberal. So when you're in power, it's easy to be split on your side because you're actually doing things, whereas the base on the other side are much more united in their opposition.
Todd, just briefly as we go away here, I know the president finally set the date for the State of the Union next Wednesday. I think he was hoping to have this sort of wrapped up beforehand. What's he going to say?
Well, I don't know what he's going to say, but I can tell you this. If Martha Coakley and the Democrats lose this race, they're going to rewrite that speech. It's going to be a very different message to the American people and to Congress if he's repudiated than it would have been than the speech they thought they were going to give 3 weeks ago.
All right. Safe to say that. David Bernstein, who is a reporter with the Boston Phoenix, Todd Zwillick, our Takeaway Washington correspondent. Thanks.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.